Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to God and pray as we come to his word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us the spirit of wisdom and discernment as we read your word, that we may hear in it the truth that you want us to learn and to live by. Open our eyes so that we are not easily deceived by the enemy and not led down wrong paths. So we ask for your help today as we open our Bibles. Amen. We're reading from Matthew chapter 7. And remember, yesterday we started looking at these last four contrasts with which Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount. So we'll read from verse 15 to verse 19. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. So Jesus is unpacking this business of the broad and the narrow path. And these are the prophets of the broad path. And Jesus says, you must be alert and awake. You must be watching out for those who do not preach truth. And he's concerned that you will know how you differentiate those who are God's spokesman from those who are not God's spokesman. So who are these false prophets? Well, we look around us today and we see many who speak in the name of Christ, some of them powerful preachers, and they use media, TV, radio, to spread their message. They have massive followings. They attract incredible amounts of money, which they delight to invest to their own comfort and their own wealth. But what Jesus is saying is that that is not any consideration with how we are to assess whether what they're saying is true or not. So who are these false prophets, and what appearance do they give to us that as we look at them? Well, first of all, we note that they look okay. They look like sheep, gentle, considerate creatures who speak the right words, who flatter, and who seem to be looking out for the welfare of those who follow them. But their motive, notice, is destructive. Inwardly, Jesus says they are ferocious wolves. They make prey of the people of God, the children of God. They determine to feather their own nest at the expense of those who are their followers. And ultimately, they will be destroyed. Jesus is makes no bones about that, doesn't he? They're going to be cut down and thrown into the fire. So they look okay, but they're not. They sound okay. They sound like prophets. They've got all the right vocabulary. They've got the right language, the right words. They speak in the name of Jesus Christ. They know all the right things to say. They may be conversant with their Bibles, and they can use scripture in ways which seem to be quite clever and seem to be quite appealing. But they twist God's word and they make it say what they want to. You see, there are two kinds of false prophets. There are the deceivers and there are the deceived. The deceivers go out to do their own thing. Their motives are impure. Their aim is selfish. They invest in themselves and not in the things of God. The deceivers are those who are led by them and convinced by them and may indeed actually propound and spread their message. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus is concerned about the first ones here, those who set out to deceive, who ride loose to the meaning of truth of the word of God. So here they are. It's a deadly game, and something that Jesus wants us to be aware of. How will we know them? Well, Jesus gives us one test here, doesn't he? He says we will know them by their fruit. What we ought to be doing when we hear somebody preaching God's word is to look at their life. What kind of effect does what they say they believe have on the way that they live? And Paul is very concerned about this when he talks to Timothy. He says, not only look to your doctrine, in fact, first he says, look to yourself and to your doctrine. Timothy, don't just be concerned about what you're teaching, can be concerned about how you're living, because you should be an example in front of those to whom you speak, so that they can see this consistency, this outworking of the power of the message that you are speaking, the power of the gospel in its effect on your own character, on your own thinking, on your own doings in life. So how will we know them? First of all, we will know them by their fruit. We can look at the outcome of their lives. What's the kind of change in the nature and character of those who are their followers? Has it made a difference to them? Or are they just living as the world lives, but with a kind of a veneer of spirituality? And secondly, notice this business about being the prophet. What is a prophet? A prophet is someone who comes to us and speaks God's word to us. So with the authority of God, because God has sent him, he will come to us and he will bring God's word and open it out to us so that we can understand it. Well, that's what these people are claiming to do, to bring with the authority of God the word that they want to actually make us adhere to. But we have a written Bible, and here is God's ace card. When you hear a preacher, the first thing you should do is go into your Bible and see whether what he is saying is true and in accordance with God's written word. We are not left to decide and just sort of throw backwards and forwards. Is this true or is it not? God has written it down in the teaching of the apostles so that we have a standard, a measuring stick to actually weigh up these truths to see whether they are so or not. And any preacher worth his salt will actually be saying to you, I want you to make sure that I am subject to the word of God. So how will we know them? We will know them by God's word. That's a primary test. But Jesus is saying also here, we will know them by their fruit. If what you see happening in their lives doesn't add up, don't listen to them. Go away from them. Find someone who you can trust, who is a faithful steward of God's word. And we need to praise God, don't we, that we have such men before us today. Men who are given by God to the church to teach and to train us, to expound his written word in ways which are faithful and true. And we can see and sense the work of the Spirit in the use of his sword, the word of God. Let's give God thanks for those in our own fellowship who do this for us, who are sent by God, gifted by God, and are able to open out God's word to us in a vibrant way. We ought to be thrilled by that, and we ought to make sure that we are bringing ourselves under the preached word by those who bear the fruit in their lives. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, we do thank you for those who you have sent to your church in this day, in this late time, as we get ever nearer the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And your word has told us that there will in these late days be those who arise, who will tear apart the church if they could have their way. And yet you guard us by your spirit, by your word, and by the faithful teaching and watchfulness of these men of God and these women of God who are sent in this way. So we praise you for all that you do in your church. Open our eyes, help us to learn discernment in what we take in and what we incorporate into our lifestyle so that we might glorify Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.